From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Is this stuff still live, given I'm assuming some of it was collected pre-Liberation Day?
Yeah, you're talking about the NZI QSBO. Well, look, just quickly, I mean, there's global fallout from the Trump tariff announcement that's going to dominate financial headlines for some time to come. And I'm just noting that we're only a few months into a four-year term, remember? But we did have, yesterday an important domestic survey released. So the QSBO. Now, we know the RBNZ look closely at the outputs from this report, so it is reasonably important that there is this caveat, as you say, and we're going to have to use this caveat a lot over the coming weeks, Mike. Anything that was any data or any survey that was collected before Liberation Day could quite possibly be out of date. I mean, because and sentiment in particular could have taken a bit of a hit. But what did we learn from the QSBO? Well, headline business confidence has lifted, with a net 23% now expecting general economic conditions to improve over the coming months, and that's up from a net 9% the previous quarter. But that's forward-looking, Mike. When you look at actual runs on the board, and gosh, how many times have we said this, at actual activity, a measure of firms' own trading activity suggests weak demand. So we're seeing this difference between the here and now and the forward-looking expectation. So a net 21% reported a decline in the activity in their own business in the March quarter. So that still, we're just still not seeing this come through yet. There's also some caution around hiring and investment that was evident in the report. Also some evidence in the survey of cost pressures. Now, a net 8% of firms reported increasing their selling prices over the past 3 months. So they're seeing those cost pressures. But that 8%, that's very low by historical comparisons. So it suggests there is little evidence of cost pressures being passed through. So from an inflationary point of view, the survey seems pretty benign. Now, the RBNZ are on the line today, their cash rate review, there's no monetary policy statement, it's just official cash rate, and just looking at the cash rate, doesn't seem like there is anything to stand in the way of a 25 basis point reduction. And in the absence of a new governor and the fact that they've clearly signalled 25 basis points, yeah, I think they'll just rubber stamp that call today.
Okay, very good indeed. So what do we make of what happened yesterday? I know bits of Asia are still a bit problematic, but have we recovered? Dead cat bounce? What do we got?
Yeah, well, I hate using the term dead cat bounce because I'm sure there's a whole lot of, you know, pet lovers out there that don't like it, but that is actually kind of what we've seen. What we have seen, though, is the last 24 hours, Mike, have been calmer. So a little bit more settled across our time zone yesterday. The NZX gained just under 1%. The Aussie market bounced 2.3%, so that's a reasonable bounce. That trend continued through Asia as well. So Nikkei, 6%, but it was down, 8% the previous day. Hong Kong, Shanghai markets, though, a less enthusiastic bounce. Shanghai comps it up 1.6%. The Hang Seng up 1.5%. But this volatility has continued overnight, Mike. And actually, when the US markets opened up, they had a real spring in their step. Yeah. The S&P 500, yeah, it was up 4%. But as we've watched trading unfold, that rally has sort of faded, although it's still up, but it's only up, well, it depends what minutes you look at it, but let's call it 0.5%, shall we? Dow Jones was the same. It also opened up with a good bounce, but now it's about that 0.5% gain. Interest rates have been interesting, Mike, in the last 24 hours. Wholesale interest rates have done this massive sort of reversal. The US long bond fell to 3.90. It's now back at 4.23, so a lot of volatility there. Our rates have done the full circuit too. Our 10-year government bond fell to 4.34, but that interest rate yesterday shot back up to 4.54. And I just want to make one comment, though, Mike, because amidst all this tariff kerfuffle, it's the only thing we can talk about. We have lost sight of some announcements. That defense announcement yesterday, yeah, and we haven't talked about this. So putting the actual defense spending to one side, there's $9 billion of new spending in there, Mike. You know, where can we afford that? Where's that money coming
These
from?
These are good questions. These are very good questions, and it's all to be revealed allegedly in the budget. So
exactly. We'll just have to wait, eh?
Yeah, exactly. What are the numbers?
Okay, so for the record, yeah, the Dow Jones, 38,000, let's call it 38,220. That's up 0.2%. The S&P 500 up, let's call it 0.4%, 5081, and the NASDAQ up 0.2%, 15,636. Yeah, quite a strong rally in Europe last night in the FTSE 100, up 2.7%, so 7,910 the mark there. The Nikkei, as I said, was up 6%, so 33,012. Shanghai Composite, 3,145. The Aussie, the ASX 200 closed at 7,509. As I said, 2.3% gain, and we closed at 11,891. Our currencies, Mike, were 0.5556 against the US. I just want to say that's probably the weakest, bar the GFC, that's the weakest we've seen the Kiwi in probably 20 years. Aussie, 0.9291 against the Kiwi, but against the US, they're now at levels we haven't seen in probably, 50 years, bar, a few episodes. Against the euro, 0.5080, 0.4346 against the pound, 81.40 Japanese yen, gold, $2,985, and Brent crude has weakened again, $63.44.
Right on, mate. Go well. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.